Hi folks, it's Witch Gun of Your Rays, and welcome to my fairy folklore tales. So, I'm doing a storytelling board course at the moment. Now, I've only just started, I'm kind of liking my training, you could say. So not tickety-boo, but bear with me, because I've got something really special coming up for you. It's obviously the autumn winter. So, shall we begin? Now, my first folklore tale is called The Game of Cards. So get yourself nice and cosy, and ready to journey on the way to magic and fairy. A game of cards. As I walked out on a midsummer's morning to view the fields and the meadows so gay, there I saw a pretty damsel as I was walking on the highway. Right for lol the diddly do, right for lol the diddly do, right for lol the diddly do, right for the day. And I said, my dear, how far are you going? How far are you going so early in the morn? I'm going to my next door neighbour, down in Crompton, where I was born. Then he said, my dear, are you fond of gaming? One game of yours, I should like for to learn. That would be a game of all fours. I'll bet you three to your one. Then they picked up the cards. For each turn to deal, he dealt no trumps, tricks, off but a jack. She had the ace, and very shortly had him to the best cards in the pack. Then she played off her ace, and she stowed the jack from me. Made the high jack and the game. She said, young man, as I fairly have beat you, I'll play that game all over again. Then she took off his hat, and he bid her good morning. For she said she was a hollow jack. And the game, she said, young man, if you'll call again tomorrow, play that game over again. I hope you've enjoyed the game of cards. And there'll be more folklore tales. But like I said, keep your peeps open. And come back later for more fairy folklore stories and tales. Because we really have got something special on its way. Fairy blessings. Rich Guinevere and Rose. So right for lol the diddly do. Hi folks, and welcome to my free fairy shamanic and witchcraft pathways launch. So you should be getting this podcast in the emails, the newsletters, and on my social media. So this is podcast one, and today is this is a pre-training module. For those who are thinking, or maybe you already are, into going further or just beginning your witchcraft pathways into fairy shamanic. So basically, fairy shamanic, I started coming into the fairy shamanic path, which is like fairy witchcraft. Well, it is fairy witchcraft, of course it is. After my traditional path. The reason this happened was I always felt there was something missing. I remember I used to do the things. My mentors, we were very active. We had what we called a moat, a circle. And I did a lot of work. I mean, intense work in traditional witchcraft, ceremonial magic, studying, going to the forest, going to the ocean. I really put a lot of work into it. But I always felt there was something missing. And it was the sparkle. I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was, because I'd never experienced it. So how did I know what it was? And then it was literally out of nowhere. I just thought, you know, I'm just going to carry on. I'm going to carry on listening to the universe. And this is what I recommend to everybody. All my clients that work with me, I always recommend they just listen to the universe, because the universe will bring the answer for you. And I remember my mentors at the time, I remember one of them turned around and said, just something about, you know, fairy folk and fairy animals. And straight away, you know, I was interested, like I felt like an electric shock going through me, and that's no joke. And I was like, what? And she said, yeah, fairy animals, fairy folk. I said, tell me more. We were actually about to leave the door, so she couldn't really tell me more. So she just said fairy witchcraft, the way of the fairy.
And I thought, I've never heard of it. So, you know, I didn't even know witches worked with fairies or fairies worked with witches. I knew about fairy stories and, you know, all those wonderful things, but I didn't know that it was witchcraft. Anyway, cutting the story short, I decided to look into it and I found out that, yeah, actually, there is a path of fairy witchcraft, fairy shamanic work. And no, it's not, you know, as I thought, the lovely Victorian fairy stories, which we all love and enjoy and are absolutely fascinated by folklore. But this was real witchcraft, real fairy. There was a difference. So I looked into it a little more and I found out that actually the fairies in stories don't look like the real fairies, as in nature spirits, the spirits of nature. And that people long ago, and they, you know, you will learn about this. I will teach you about this as we go along. Took witchcraft and made it into fairy stories. A bit like sort of like the media, like Hollywood taking witchcraft and making it into horror movies and demonising it and frightening people, which is, you know, the complete opposite of what it is. It's not evil. We don't believe the devil. We don't sacrifice things. And, you know, the complete opposite, in fact, we're animal lovers, peacemakers. And personally, what I work with is helping people to transform their life. So helping people to become who they're meant to be, not who they were conditioned to be. Helping people to find that sparkle that many, many moons ago, I didn't even know, you know, I knew that it was there, but I never experienced it. I didn't know how to get it. I'd seen people with it and I thought, oh, just maybe they were just happy souls and they were really lucky and I wish I had that. But I didn't know how to get it. And that's when I started working in fairy shamanic and fairy witchcraft ways. And yes, I admit, I do have the sparkle. You might see me on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. And I definitely, people often say, you know, you're always so happy and vibrant. And sometimes I'm not always happy. You know, that's not true. I get worn out. But when I'm talking about fairy witchcraft, when all I have to do is put my fairy hat on, going to the forest, go to the ocean, think of that, think of the fairy shamanic ways, think of the nature spirits, think of the elementos. And yeah, I definitely get a buzzy feeling. I like jelly beans and sprinkles and it cheers me up instantly. I can't thank the fairy folk, if you want to call them that, the gentry, call them what you like, elementos, nature spirits. I can't thank them enough, the otherworldly, for transforming and changing my life in really big ways. And you'll probably hear more about that during this podcast, not this podcast, but a few podcasts, and you can hear more about my story on Facebook. But let's talk about you. Are you looking for transformation? Are you fed up with not feeling the sparkle of life? Are you unhappy? Do you get depression? Do you get anxiety? Do you think life's a struggle? Well, that can change. And I guarantee you, you've just got to want the change. When you want something, you'll do something about it. Sometimes we've got to get to a place that's really, really, you know, sort of the lowest of the low, down in the pit, the dark road. We've got to experience something that makes us want to change. We're not going to reach out for witchcraft. We're not going to reach out for the otherworldly or the fairy shamanic or, you know, the other worlds, the paranormal, the supernatural, if we're happy. Because we're thinking, you know, we'd be happy within society and bobbing along. And if you are happy society bobbing along and you don't want transformational change, then maybe this isn't for you. But if you feel that maybe your inner child has been damaged, maybe you feel you got depression or anxiety, maybe you feel sad, maybe you feel a bit lost, maybe you feel like I did and there was something missing, that spark in your life, fairy shamanic and witchcraft pathways will change your life. No, if you already work in this and you're thinking, well, it's not changing my life, I've not seen no transformation, Guinevere. That's because you're missing something. There's something you're not doing. There's something missing. Is there a problem with your connection? Is there a problem with the kinship? Is there a problem with initiation or balance? Witchcraft is a sacred art. If we could all just, you know, pick up a cauldron and stick a crystal in the garden, then we wouldn't, you know, we'd all be happy souls living our destiny. It doesn't work that way. Witchcraft's an art. It's something you have to learn. You have to do the things. And it becomes part of your lifestyle. With ease and fun, you become a witch. We all have gifts inside us. We just need to learn how to use those gifts. Some of you may already be witches. Some of you may not be. It doesn't matter where you are. We can all start. This isn't about crystals and cauldrons and drinking out of witch mugs. This is about connecting to the universe, having an initiation and a kinship, doing the things, having balance, and doing what we know from our ancestors to have a relationship with the native spirits and the elementals, which will surely bless us. And I'm truly, truly grateful for them in my transformation of my life with them. Seriously am. I've also seen this in my group, the Fairy Boa subscription group. And so many people have transformed. We have Mar, who is transforming and in our relationships, releasing toxic people. She's bringing out her creativity. We have Anita, who is just amazing. Her inner child is healing and she's coming into her talents and gifts of art. We have Amy, who is just coming into her blessings and life is just unfolding for her after a crisis. You know, we have so much transformation going on in my Fairy Boa subscription group right now, because I'm about change and I like evidence. I'm not interested in lighting candles, throwing little witchy parties, who can find the best witch t-shirt. I'm not interested. What I'm interested in is doing real witchcraft with the elementals, the native spirits, working with the nature, working with the elementals to bring forward transformation in your life to help you become who you're meant to be, not who you're, you know, conditioned to be. And destiny, be that in your life, be that love, money, work, spiritual, 10 out of 10, happiness. Now, of course, we need to give to the elementals, the nature spirits. We need to work with them. It's not about taking off them, because that's just greedy. And if anybody, you know, that is not what I'm talking about. It's about giving to them, blessing them, and they work with us. Witches work with otherworldly. Witches work with the fairy, and the fairy work with us. So nature spirits. Okay, so this is day one. So the challenge today, what I want you to do, if you want to, is I just want you to go to nature. You know, it could be to the ocean, it could be the forest, the moorlands. It might just be a park with some trees. It could be your garden, okay? Or maybe some plants that you have on, you know, your windowsill, and that's what we call diva plant spirits. Just connect with something in nature. And I just want you to, you know, hopefully you can get to nature, okay? If not, if you can't get out and you just, you know, have a little balcony of plants, just connect with nature. So, and when you go out to nature or when you're connecting with your nature and plants, I want you to feel nature. I don't want you to just look at it. I don't want you to just walk your dog through the forest or just sit there on the ocean chatting with your coffee that you don't realise around you. I want you to feel the vibrations. I want you to smell nature. I want you to feel nature. I want you to listen to nature, the waves, the seagulls, the birds, the bugs, the animals rustling. I want you to feel the energy, hear the song of nature and smell the scent of nature. And I want you to absorb all that. And when you come out of nature, I want you to then ask yourself, how do you feel now? When you've stepped out of nature, how do you feel then? And then I want you to feel, I want you to see and smell. And what is the difference? Do you feel a difference when you're in nature and out of nature? Yeah, do you feel a difference? Well, that's the power. You're stepping into the power of the elementos, the nature spirits, the other worlds. You can already sense it. So what I want you to do then is, if you go onto my Facebook group, if you listen to this in the email, there'll be a link to my Facebook group. If you're listening to this on my Facebook page or group, you'll be able to, you already be there. And just pop up your pictures of nature. Pop up where you've been. What did it feel like? Give some key words. Did it feel magical? Did you feel connected? Did you feel healed, grounded? Did you feel you didn't want to leave? Did you feel like you belonged? Let me know in the Facebook group. And the next podcast will be out in a few days. So if you prefer listening, you can listen to this podcast while you're on the go, driving, or doing the chores. Or you can listen to my videos in my Facebook group, where you'll just go to the top of the guides, and in the guides, you'll be able to see the video versions of these. Now, there's going to be prizes, okay? So this week is our pre-training, okay, into Fairy Shamanic Witchcraft Pathways. Next week, we're going to have prizes. You can win prizes. How you win those prizes is that you need to be in here every single day, commenting, liking, and sharing and chatting, and you'll be able to win a massive prize worth £100. There's also winner up prizes, and there's lots of prizes, okay? But you need to be in here from now, from today, for the next 3 weeks in the group or reading your emails, and I do check. And the one who has been in it to qualify for the prize, you need to be in here every day. You can start from today. Okay? The one who is in here as much as possible every single day will win the prize. Okay? Even if it's just dropping emojis, saying hello, you need to get involved. Okay, so I will let you know about the prizes in your next emails. So make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, either, you know, if you're listening to this in the group or the Facebook, just drop a comment that you need to use the newsletter, because that's where you can connect to me. If you want value, you want free stuff, you want lots of connection with me, with Fairy Shamanic and Witchcraft Pathways, you want to learn, you need to be signing up my newsletters. You need to be listening and opening up your newsletters, because that's where all the content is. It's, you know, social media is one thing, that's social media. Your newsletters is where you get everything, all the trainings. So I hope you enjoy. I'll be back in a few days with the next pre-training module of Fairy Shamanic and Witchcraft Pathways. So fairy embrace, and I'll catch up with you soon. Witch Guinevere and Rose.